This is Grace. I have a request for information.
Yes, Grace. What's your request for information?
I believe the motion that passed last week was not, there was nothing in that motion that required a re-election of that election for directors of KFA. And so I'm sorry, but Benito's information is not correct, I believe. But
well,
Alex Feinberg, who put forward that motion, might want to clarify that point.
Okay, so I'm going to speak to this, okay, and say that it doesn't matter. We have a court order, and we're trying to interpret the court order, and so this doesn't matter. And so Benito's point is not well taken. Okay, so we're going to vote on this motion right now. Aki, would you please take the vote? So those in favor, if you vote in favor of this motion, if you vote in favor of this motion, we've had 2-4, 2 against. We're not taking any more discussion.
Request for information.
Yes, Bill, what's your request for information?
Are we voting on Jan's amendment or on the Tony's motion?
First you have to do the amendment, and then you have to do the motion.
What was your amendment again, Jan? Did you send it? Let me read Tony's motion, and you tell me if it's included, okay? Okay, whereas the PRO states, can somebody else please read it, because I'm having an echo.
It's not bothering me. I don't hear it.
Okay, all right, I'll keep going then. Whereas the PRO states, therefore, it is ordered that the respondent, Pacifica, is hereby temporarily restrained from taking the following actions. 1, seating Tom Voorhees as director of Pacifica or any other person as the station represents from KPFA. This injunction shall remain in effect until a court dissolves it. Whereas, I interpret this to mean that it only be directed at the one seat in question and not the other KPFA directors, I move that the PNB approve the court order and allow Tom Voorhees to only participate in this meeting without the ability to vote. So that's what we're voting on.
Say about the other, I don't think it, this is Carol Travis, I'm sorry, I don't think it expresses what the gentleman said when
Wait a minute, Carol, I'm sorry, I wasn't not speaking to you, I was speaking to the maker of the amendment, Jan. So, Jan, did you see his motion, does it include your friendly amendment? Please say yes.
If we agree that includes being allowed to make motions.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to vote on this amendment. Aki, please take the vote.
Excuse me, can you just insert in there, including making motions? That's clear.
Tony, do you accept that? That's what was supposed to be part of it.
My interpretation of your amendment was that he would be able to be included in discussions, but not motions.
Then in that case, you have to do my amendment separately.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So we're going to vote on Ian's amendment that he can make. Would you please send your amendment in, please, to the board? Now, and keep in mind that the parliamentarian guest cannot make motions. All right. I think that would, you know, it would be.
I sent it on the same thread. Maybe I didn't push the send button. I'll go check and make sure.
Okay. Let me see here. So why Joseph's not receiving email.
Can Jan Goodman read her motion, please? And we need to be careful, Madam Chair, because we are being dropped from the call frequently.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
All right.
We have got nothing done.
Oh, don't say that. We got a lot done.
56, 13 minutes ago, and it says, until the court order ordering that representative of KPFA is to be seated is lifted, the PNB resolves that the other four central PNB representatives, including Tom Voorhees, be allowed to have voice but no vote until the court order is lifted or amended. Voice but no vote is defined as Mr. Voorhees may speak and make motions that a regular PNB member could. However, he will be unable to vote on any motion pending further order of court. So,
I second.
All right. We're out of time for this meeting unless someone wants to extend. And it would take a two-thirds vote to extend since that was a time
we
certain.
We have the motion on the floor, right, Madam Chair? We need to vote in this motion that is on the floor and second.
Right. Well, I think you can take the time extension.
Bill, I move to extend 30 minutes.
Second.
Any objection? Okay, we're extended until 10:30. Okay, so we vote on Jan's amendment. Let's vote on Jan's amendment then. Let's see.
Question. I don't know how to. This is Carol Travis. Can I ask a question?
Yes, please do.
The way Jan just read that, it sounded to me, although I'm not sure because I can't see it. There it is. Okay. That the four representatives, including Tom Voorhees, so this is different. This is a substitute, not an amendment, to what the main motion was. The main motion was that it interpreted the TRO as only applying to the Voorhees seat and to letting Sabrina, Chris, and I be seated. And this is a substitute. This is not an amendment.
You know what? I will revise this to make it the amendment, okay? And I will read it right now. Until the court order ordering that no representative of KPFA is to be seated, comma, is lifted, the PNB resolves that Tom Voorhees be allowed to have voice but no vote until the court order is lifted or amended. Voice but no vote is defined as Mr. Voorhees may speak and make motions as a regular PNB member could. However, he will be unable to vote on any motion pending further order of the court. And I will send that along. And if people, I would interpret this, if people want to make sure that he at least has voice but no vote, they can vote yes on this and they can vote no on Tony's motion. If they so choose. But
Jan, could you please read your motion again?
Yeah, I just sent it. I will read it again. It says, until the court order ordering that no representative of KPFA is to be seated, it is lifted, the PNB resolves that Tom Voorhees be allowed to have voice but no vote until the court order is lifted or amended. Voice but no vote is defined as Mr. Voorhees may speak and make motions as a regular PNB member could. However, he will be unable to vote on any motion pending further order of the court.
So you're not contradicting Tony's.
Correct. And then if somebody wants to have Tom Voorhees seated, but they're not sure whether or not Tony's motion is going to pass, they could pass this one, and then but they could still vote either way on the underlying motion of allowing everybody else to be seated. And I sent that to everybody.
All right. Aki, please take the vote.
anyone there? Hello?
I'm here.
Aki, are you still there? Did we lose Aki? Let me see here. We may have lost him. No, he's still there.
Then he's on mute.
No, he's not muted. Well, maybe he muted himself.
Okay, Grace, this is on Jonathan.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Jonathan, is Jonathan? Adriana Castanets?
Yes.
Adriana? Adriana, Bill Clojure.
Abstain. I don't think it matters.
Okay. Joseph Davis?
Abstain.
Okay. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Davis, yes. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Diaz is yes. Jan Goodman?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. William Heelwagon?
I abstain.
Okay. Jared abstain. Sabrina Jacobs?
Abstain.
Abstain.
Sorry, Sabrina Jacobs. I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
We're in the middle of a vote. We are in the middle of a vote, Adriana.
Yes, but
wait a minute. We are in the middle of a vote. You can bring up your point of order later.
We are in the middle of a vote.
Okay, Dwayne Hall.
We're in the middle of a vote. No comments, please.
Okay. Dwayne Hall. Dwayne, okay. Kim Offer. Come off of passes, okay. Tony Leon?
Yes.
Tony is yes, okay. Ifia? Mungata? Ifia? Let me get that. Ifia? Yes, Ifia. How do you vote?
Yes.
You pass, okay. Alexander Randall?
In favor.
Okay. Mansour Sabah?
Yes.
That was yes. Nancy? I'll get back to you. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Yes, Steinberg is yes. Muskia? Washington?
Yes.
Muskia is yes. All right. Then we get back to Jonathan. Because Jonathan is at home today. All right. Okay. Ken Mulford, you passed?
Yes.
Mulford is yes. All right. And Ifia, you passed? Ifia?
Yes.
Okay. Ifia is yes. All right. Then Nancy Folden, you're the last one.
Abstain.
Okay, all right. Got it. So it's 12 yes and 6 abstention. So we'll go to the main motion, which is
hold up a second. I want people to be aware that when we allow someone to make a motion, that means that they're seated. Okay. So I would like us to be able to vote again on this. Okay. I want you to call the roll again. Parliamentarian told me, okay, if you agree allow him to make motions, that means he is seated on the PND.
Not if you don't allow me to.
Call the question as to whether or not the chairperson's interpretation is correct.
So you're challenging my ruling. Okay.
Challenging the ruling of the chair.
Okay. So my ruling is that if that we need to vote again, understanding that when we vote for this, that means if you vote for this, that means you're voting to seat Tom Voorhees. Okay. Please take the vote on the ruling of the chair. If you uphold my ruling, that means that when we take the vote again, you're going to be voting to seat Tom Voorhees.
Okay. All right.
I'm challenging the ruling of the chair. And my challenge of the ruling of the chair is if you vote against the ruling of the chair, it means that you believe that not allowing him to vote means that we are not seating him. Allowing him to have the ability to make a motion but not vote is not seating him. So that is, if you vote no, not to oppose the ruling of the chair, that means that we are voting, my request that it be put in the minutes, that we are voting not to seat him, but to allow him to make motions.
Okay, I'm going to ask the parliamentarian, would you please step in here and explain that when, because I'm sorry, I didn't realize that before
I was voted. Exactly where that is in Robert's rules so that we can set up.
Okay. And where in Robert's rules it says if we allow him to make motions, we seat him.
All right. I will quote what Robert says, and each person can find a section on their own. But basically what Robert says is that when a person is not a member of a group, they have no right to make motions, second motions, vote, but the board can approve them as far as sitting in on the meeting and even discussing the meeting. But I'm worried about the court order now, because if you allow a person who is not a board member to make motions, and I want to remind you, point of order, request for information, point of personal privilege, point of order, all of those things are motions. You have essentially allowed this person to be a board member. That's in Roberts.
Well, this is Grace. I have a point of a parliamentary inquiry.
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. Can't we allow Tom Voorhees to speak, but suggest that a motion be made, and then and then the board can allow another director to accept that motion and put it forward as their own, and then a third person to second it. Is that an acceptable way out of this dilemma that we're in?
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, the non-board member can request another board member, as you have stated, to make the motion on his behalf. A board member will second it, and it can be voted on by the board only. Yes, that can happen. But the person himself, if they make a motion, they can raise points of order and information and all these other things, amendments, because amendments are motions, too. They can make amendments to everything. You have essentially seated him on the board.
Okay. So can we make what I just said an amendment?
I will amend my amendment once more, and I will say, including suggesting making a motion.
Okay, good. Okay, so Jan's motion is we're going to vote again on it, and it's going to stay the same, except for he can make motions, but he can suggest motions be made. Okay, he can't make them, but he can suggest motions. Okay, so Aki, please take the vote.
Okay. Well, okay. Why don't you just ask if there's any objections?
Are there any objections? Thank you. Okay. That amendment is accepted. Are there any objections? Can you make sure nobody has any objections? All right.
Okay, so Back to Tony's motion is amended. So, Tony, could you read the amendment of your motion again?
Okay, let me get 1 minute.
Okay. My motion starts, whereas the TRO states, therefore it is ordered that respondent Pacifica is hereby temporarily restrained from taking the following actions. 1. Seating Tom Voorhees as a director of Pacifica or any other person as a station representative from KPFA. This injunction shall remain in effect until the court dissolves it. Whereas I interpret this to mean that it only be directed at the one seat in question and not the other KPFA director seats. I move that the PNB approve the court's order and allow Tom Voorhees to only participate in this meeting without the ability to vote. Now, is this where we add Jan's amendment or she's going to?
I'm just about to get one out.
Okay.
Okay. Madam Chair.
Well, we are.
Are you muted, Madam Chair? Because I.
Oh, I am. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I just
going to parliamentary inquire before the vote.
Go ahead, Adriana.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Why we are allowing? We didn't decide. We are doing exactly the same with Sabrina and the other three directors. If we allow them to vote, we are doing exactly what we are saying that we cannot do with the other member. Why is Saki calling Sabrina Jacobs?
Okay. Point well taken, Adriana. Okay. So, Jan, would you please read your amendment? And Tony, I believe if you accept it, we'll vote on the main motion.
Okay. So now it says,
I'm sorry. We already voted on that. I'm sorry. We're on the main motion. Okay.
And we already passed it.
We already passed it. Okay. So now we are on the main motion. Akeem, please take the vote. Sabrina may not vote on this.
Okay. All right. So, Grace Allen?
Hello?
Mm. Grace Allen?
Yes.
Okay, Grace Allen is yes. Adriana Kessonet? Adriana?
I'm sorry, but I don't understand. And I asked for an explanation and I don't have it. What was your
request for information?
My question, Madam Chair, is you said that something passed? And we have a vote, and we have three other people. What happened with the three other people?
Oh, I interrupted the vote before. We're starting. We voted again on the amendment when Jan changed her motion from he can make motions to he can suggest motions, but not make motions. Okay.
So then we have then the same situation for the other KPFA directors.
No. All right.
That would be another amendment. That's not part of Tony's amendment. His amendment is that they would be seated. Okay. Thank you. It only applies to Tom Voorhees. Okay. So now we're voting on the main motion. Okay. Go ahead, Adriana.
Okay. Adriana? So how do you vote?
Yes.
Adriana votes yes. All right. Do a closure.
I'm sorry, I
abstain
in this one.
What's that?
Roger votes yes.
Good question, yes. Joseph Davis?
No.
Davis is no. Okay, Catherine Davis?
Pass.
Yeah, they pass. Okay, Benita Diaz?
No.
Diaz is no. Okay. Jan Goodman.
Jan Goodman. Abstain.
Okay. Jan Goodman said, okay. William Hillerman?
Abstain.
Okay, William abstains. Sabrina Jacobs. Sabrina?
Sabrina cannot vote. Adriana, Sabrina, don't take Sabrina's vote on this round. All right. Dwayne Mark? Dwayne, Dwayne Mark? Abstain. Okay, Dwayne Mark. Ken Moffler? Pass. Okay, Ken Moffler passes. Tony? Yeah.
Okay, Tony is yes. Ifia? Ifia Longoria?
Abstain.
Okay, Ifia abstains. Alexander, Randall?
In favor.
Okay, yes. All right. Mansour Sabat?
I'll pass.
Okay, that's the best. Lance, Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex? Okay, Alex is pass.
I said yes.
Okay. Muscula? Muscula Washington?
Abstain.
Okay. Muscula abstains. Let me get back to,
I changed my vote to abstain. Adriana Castell.
Okay. I changed that to abstain. All right. Got it. Okay. Catherine Davis?
Abstain.
Catherine Davis abstains.
Okay.
All right. Let me get to Ken Moffler. You pass?
Yes.
Okay. Ken Moffler is yes. And Mansour Sabat, you passed?
Yes.
Mansour is yes. And Nancy, you're the last. How do you vote?
Abstain.
Okay. You abstain. All right. All right, so it's 7 yes, 2 no, and 8 abstentions, so 20 motion passes. Okay. So,
this motion passes. This means that you take the roll call for 3 of the, the other 2 KPS. A people and okay. Someone, please. Who can contact Tom Voorhees to ask him to be on the call?
I'll send that right away. Okay.
Did somebody call him? Does anybody have his phone number? And please call him.
Did you actually call him?
Oh, you're on the call, Tom. Okay, great.
Okay. All right. Chris Coy.
Here.
Thank you, Nancy. Go ahead. Next item.
Request for information, Madam Chair.
Okay,
Benito.
So what this means is that, okay, this is what all the directors from KP, until the court order, wait a minute. Excuse me. Okay, so this means that we voted to only allow Tom to participate in this meeting without the ability to vote, and that it does not apply to the other KPFA directors. So Chris Corey and Carol Travis and Sabrina can vote for the rest of the meeting. Okay, let's move on to the next item, please, on the agenda. And also,
William Hairwagon, point of information.
We might want to extend time because we're 2 minutes late.
Madam Chair, I'm against that vote. I object to that motion.
You abstained. You abstained.
No, I abstained in the previous one, not in that one. No, I abstained in the John Goodman, not in the Tony Leon. I'm very sorry.
Okay, Aki, please change Adriana's vote to no on Tony's motion. So we have three against and six.
Okay. All right.
When that place, can you explain to me?
All right. Thank you. Okay, so let's go to the
agenda. Oh, my God.
So the temporary restraining order only... We just voted that the temporary restraining order only applies to Tom Voorhees, but that he is allowed to be on the meeting, and he has voice but no vote. He can suggest motions, but he cannot make motions. That is what we just voted on, and we voted 6 in favor, 3 against, and 8 abstentions. So we're going to go to the next item on the agenda.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry, but the 30-minute extension just expired.
Thank you. Is there an extension?
Can we ask for a continuation meeting? Can we ask for February 8th, like a continuation meeting?
Could someone make a motion to extend for 30 minutes, please?
No, Benito, Madam Chair.
We have not yet introduced all the new people or the IED.
Madam Chair, this is Benito. I'd like to make a motion to extend.
Yes, Benito. And is there a second?
No, wait a minute. I haven't made the motion.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I heard you say you moved to extend for 30 minutes.
No, I did not say that.
Oh, I'm sorry. What are you trying to say? You don't have the floor.
I know that we extend 15 minutes exclusively for introduction of new board members and I guess the IED. Yes. Exclusively.
Off the stack.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? Bill to the stack. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I previously made a motion to extend 30 minutes, and it was seconded, I believe. I couldn't tell who by, but why. 15 minutes.
No, you lost it. Just now or half an hour ago?
Right before Benito.
Oh, okay.
If not, then I'll amend his amendment to make it 30 minutes. That's better.
Okay, let's vote on Bill's amendment. So is there a second?
Second.
Who say second, please? Can we not?
Mansour. Mansour, okay. Second.
Is there any objection to 30 minutes?
Yes, Benito.
Okay, Aki, please take the vote.
Okay, Greta.
Yes.
Okay, Gracious, yes. Adriana, Casanas?
No.
Adriana is no. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Wait a minute. No, we already voted, Benito. We passed it.
He can be Benito.
Bill Corey?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
What?
Yes. Yeah,
okay. Joseph Davis?
No.
Bill Davis is no. Okay, Catherine Davis? Catherine?
Abstain.
Okay. All right, Benito Diaz?
No.
Diaz is no. Jan Goodman?
Pass.
Okay, you pass. William, yeah, we're good?
Sorry, I stepped away. What's the vote?
According to extend time for 30 minutes, Aki...
Oh, yes, Jan Goodman books, yes. Okay, William Taylor Wagon, put in an extension.
An extension? How long?
30 minute extension.
No.
Nope, okay. Sabrina Jacobs? Sabrina, that's Dwayne Monk?
No.
Dwayne is no, okay. Ken Mulford?
All right, clarification, is this 30 minutes for a special reason?
Well, to finish off the rest of the, open agenda as much as we can.
It's not 30 minutes to introduce new people.
Right.
Well, whatever.
No, they changed it.
Ken Mulford?
Okay, then all right.
Ken Mulford?
Pass on that.
Ken Mulford, pass. All right. Tony?
I still don't understand. What is this 30 minutes to do?
For the open session, complete.
This is the open session agenda. We have Aki, would you mind?
Too many people talking.
Aki, the chair has the floor. This is to, when there's someone who asks a question, they're asking the chair, okay? So this is to extend the meeting to so we can get some more items on the agenda for an open meeting, first being introduction of the directors to each other, at least, you know, and the IED.
Could be in less than half an hour.
Yes.
Tony?
How do you know?
No.
Oh, okay. Ifia Wangaza, how do you vote?
Abstain.
Abstain, okay. Alexander Randall, welcome to the...
In favor.
Okay, yes. Okay, Mansour Sabah?
Yes.
Sabah is yes. All right, Alexander?
Yes.
Standard is yes. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Travis is yes. Mosquito? Washington?
Yeah, no.
Mosquito is no. Okay, let me get back to, let's see, Sabrina Jacobs, you passed?
No.
Okay, Sabrina votes no. Come off of
it.
You passed?
All right. I don't really like it, but yes.
Okay. And Nancy Soda?
Yes.
Nancy Soda is yes. All right. So basically, we have 10 yes, 7 no, and 2 abstentions, and we can ask the parliamentarian what that is.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, but I have 8 no's. Something is wrong again with the count.
Can you double-check that? All right, so we're going to extend for 30 minutes.
Pass.
And
that didn't pass because required 2/3. Madam
Chair. No, that's what
I know, yes. I move because we have a certain time to adjourn to executive session, and we only extend before 30 minutes without objection. It means that they need to serve. And I move then we extend for 15 minutes to allow the sitting of the new directors. Thank you.
Madam Chair, may the parliamentarian speak.
Go ahead, John.
I would like to ask Keo, how many voted in favor of extending for 30 minutes?
It's 10 yes, 8 no, and 2 abstention.
Ricky?
10 yes, 8 no, 2 abstention.
Okay. Yes. Turn aside. I'm going to take it back.
I can't hear you, John. I can't hear you.
Okay, let me count this again. The total number of votes was 18. And if the total number of those participating in votes is 18, you need 12 for two-thirds. So now that the 30 minutes didn't pass, 15 minutes from Benito is still on the table.
Okay, let's vote on 15 minutes.
Benito said 15 minutes to seat the new director.
We also have to
vote on a pro tem chair because I'm only seated until the new director is seated.
Are any objections?
Can you ask
in 15 minutes?
I did. We're voting on 15 minutes now, Aki.
Do we have any objections?
So the motion is to extend for 15 minutes to only introduce the new directors, okay? And nothing else? That's your motion?
Madam Chair, Mr. Benito, I'd like to amend my motion.
Okay.
So to seek new directors and decide on a pro tem chair.
Is there a second?
Second. Can you ask if there's any objections?
Are there any objections? Thank you. Okay. All right, everybody, take a breath. And like 10-second breath in and out, and we're going to welcome the new director. We don't have time to let everyone speak, but I would like to for the new members to hear the old members because we don't know the old members, but we only have 15 minutes. So let's go around with the new members.
Okay, let me call out each one then. Chris Coley.
Here I am. Okay, so
why don't you introduce
yourself? Go ahead.
I was
on speaker. Sorry about that. Okay,
sorry.
I was
timing the people. Grace, 1 minute. Thank you. Go ahead, Chris.
Okay, I was elected in 2016. I'm a resident of Sonoma County, which is about 60 miles from Berkeley, which makes the attending the meetings rather interesting. When Ahmad Anderson resigned from the Treasury position, I was elevated to that position, which I've held for 6 months now. And in the last round of elections, I was put up for director and accepted. So I'm looking forward to this. This is where the decisions are really made for the organization. Being in the LSB was nice, but somewhat powerless. And so I'm looking forward to working with you all to try and navigate the thicket in which we find ourselves.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. Joseph Davis is next. Joseph?
Joseph.
KPFT.
KPFT in Houston. And I've been on the board since 2014, and in governance, finance, treasurer, secretary for the board. So I've done a lot of things, been a lot of experience, and I was also on the National Finance Committee for a while. So this time around, I'm hoping we can actually do things to help get our finances in order. So I'm very interested in let's try to get our business in order. And my one thing I really want to say is we're going to have to work together to get this thing better, even if some of us don't like some of the things we have to do. So that's it. Let's start there. Thank you.
Okay, so next is William Sheerwagon of WDAI.
Yeah, hello, William Hairwagon. As he said, WBAI. I've been listening for decades. I've been started volunteering when we used to have a phone room in 2005. I started attending PNB, those in-person PNB meetings in 2006, attended almost all. We don't seem to have them anymore. I've been on the WBAI LSP committee since 2006, 2007. I became a staff member and did a show called Jazz and Things once every 2 weeks, and that lasted until 2010. I became an LSP listener rep eventually, and I still am, and now this is my first year to be on the PNB, but I've been on the PNB governance and audit committees and 1 year chaired the audit committee, and I'm looking to move ahead, move forward, and I think, and always talk about bad behaviors from the past. Let's move on.
Thank you, William. Next is Dwayne Locke from KPFT. Dwayne?
Good evening. I'm on a Houston at KPFT, one of the most progressive upcoming cities. I hope to serve the Pacifica board with an effort to raise funds, to raise consciousness, and to improve our government. I'm a former two-time board chair of KPFT. I served as vice chair 3 times. As I said earlier on previous meeting, that I may be a new person on the board, but I don't come in experienced. I know very well how to navigate through contracts, and I do know good personnel decisions. And so I'm hopeful, and I'm optimistic, and I come with a full vessel but an open mind. Thank you for your indulgence.
Thank you, Dwayne. Next is Tony DeAngelo of WPSW. Tony?
Yes, Tony Leon here. Been a long-time listener since the 1980s of PFW and other Pacifica stations. Came on the LSB around, I think it was around 2014. My goal for being on the PNB is to move us forward, to help us conduct business, to hopefully get rid of any malicious or disruptive or divisiveness within the PNB. The microscope is on us. There's a lot of people watching us and criticizing the PNB, and hopefully we can work together. We need to work together in order to get beyond that and take Pacifica moving forward, because it has a lot of potential. So, you know, I hope you all we can work together. You all will work with me. I'll work with you to do that. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. Next is Ifia Wangaza from WMXT, our Fayette station. Ifia?
Yes, this is Ifia Wangaza from WMXT, which is an affiliate that associated with Pacifica since 2007. This is, I believe, my third time on the board. I served in addition to secretary, chair of the affiliates task force, and I look forward to assisting in stabilizing the financials of Pacifica, which is a cornerstone of progressive public radio, listener-supported radio in this country. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Fia. Next is Alexander Randall from WVI. He's also a free ed station. Alexander?
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. My name's Alex Randall. I've been a listener to WBAI since I was in college 50 years ago. I listened to KPFA when I lived in California. I listened to KPFB when I lived in Houston. I'm the professor of communication at the University of the Virgin Islands, and over the last 5 years, I've been building our radio station, starting from nothing, and building it into a FM, AM, and streaming signal. We affiliated with Pacifica the very first day we opened, because I was fascinated with this idea, what we do, how we do it, what happens at listener-sponsored radio is the best radio on the air. So we made our station, Pacifica Station. I'm honored to be on the board. I'll speak up for the affiliates, and I believe we can solve the problems if we all work on the problem and not all the other things. Thank you for having me on board, Alex Randall. Good night.
Thank you. Next is Cal Travis of KPFA. Cal?
Hi. I am new to California and therefore new to Pacifica stations. My life was spent in Chicago. And so when I came here and heard KPFA, I was stunned by the magnificence of a radical radio station, and remembered then the importance of iconic BAI and culture in New York City. I was president of the United Auto Workers local union, where we made locomotives at General Motors. I worked there 20 years. I was 8 years the president. More recently out here, I've been the member of a litigation team led by the Center for Constitutional Rights that successfully challenged long-term solitary confinement in California. And I think I'm very pleased to be part of Pacifica and not only the five core stations, but also the affiliates, because I think we have the ability to take an important place in framing the conversation and the relationships between radical organizations across the United States in a time when we're facing looming fascism. And I'm pleased to be part of this board.
Thank you, Kelsey. And good luck. The last is Tom Livingston. Could you give us a little introduce yourself, Tom?
Yes. Hi, everyone. It's good to be here with you. I've been with Pacifica for 3 days. I had a wonderful time at WPFW and then today at WBAI. And I've had the pleasure to work with several of you already, and I'm looking forward to meeting everyone along the way. So it's good to be with you, and I'm looking forward to more to come.
Thank you. Okay, Nancy, take over.
Madam Chair, I ask for the floor, Adriana Casnave.
Yes, Adriana.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I want to make a motion from the next items that are pro tem secretary, I move that we
can you hear me? The next item is the pro tem secretary.
I am the same, Madam Chair, but I want to offer one motion to keep Nancy Soden as pro tem chair till we elect permanent.
Wait, we're not at that item yet.
I'm sorry. May I finish? You gave me the floor, Madam Chair. I'm sorry, Madam Chair, but you gave me the floor and we have 2 minutes.
You're at the wrong place on the agenda.
Yeah. I move that we ask Joseph Davis to be the pro tem secretary till we elect a permanent secretary, because Aki is not anymore a director. I ask from Joseph Davis to be pro tem secretary till we elect a permanent secretary from the PMB and you as pro tem chair till we elect permanent chair. That's my motion.
Okay. William Hare Wagon seconds.
Any discussion?
I thought we were on introductions. Isn't this? Didn't we need to finish introductions?
We're done with introductions.
Bill,
you're reverberating.
Madam Chair, I have a motion and I have a second for my motion.
We are done with introductions. I shortened it because we don't have time to do everyone. And we're going to the next item, which is the pro tem secretary.
I'm going to the information, and I have two people second on my motion. Thank you.
Right. The motion has been seconded. Is there any discussion?
Point of order.
Bill,
I can't.
Crozier is recognized for making a point of order. What's the rule that has been broken?
The next item on the agenda is
PNB
meetings for the year. That's item number six.
I can't hear.
Oh, that's item number six. Oh, thank you.
No.
Madam Chair, Benito makes a motion, and I second and pass without objection to make the introduction, select pro tem chair and pro tem secretary. That was a motion that passed without discussion. It's exactly what we passed.
Okay, but do I have a motion to table the setting of the regular meeting to postpone the setting of the regular meetings until next meeting?
Moved. Abbott.
So moved.
Okay. Any objections? Okay, so let's go back to the motion on the pro tem secretary.
And chair.
We'll do one at a time.
No, my motion was two at the same time, Madam Chair.
I'm sorry. Okay. All right. What was the, could you say your motion again?
That we keep, you keep Nancy Sorbin as to pro tem chair till we elect permanent chair for the PMB, for the 2018 PMB, and we elect Joseph Davis as pro tem secretary of the PMB till we elect permanent secretary of the 2018 PMB. Basically, Aki Tanaka is not anymore a director, and that's the reason why we need to have another pro tem secretary. That was the reason, but the motion was that, to keep you and to add Joseph Davis as pro tem secretary.
Okay, is there any discussion? Thank you. Is there any discussion?
May I have the floor, Madam Chair?
Is that Alex? Alex Steinberg, yes. Thank you. Go ahead, Alex.
I'd like to make a motion to divide the parts of this motion. In other words, the issue dealing with the pro tem secretary and the issue dealing with the pro tem.
I'm the timekeeper, right? We already have 1 minute, the adjournment time that we pass. If we want to divide, we need to add time. Sorry.
Move to add time.
How much time do you move to add? If you're not speaking, could you please mute your phone? We have a lot of background noise.
Point of information or inquiry, this is Catherine.
Yes, Catherine.
If this is already on the floor, would we just be able to resolve it and move on without a motion to extend?
Yes. Since a motion to extend has been made, we first need a second, and then if we get a second, we have to vote on it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
We have a motion on the floor to extend for how long?
30 minutes.
30 minutes?
We need to go to executive session, people.
I propose 6 minutes.
How many?
Six.
Second.
Okay. Any objections to 6 minute extension? Okay. Now we have a motion on the floor to divide Adriana's motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Yeah, William Hare Wagon, point of order.
Yes, William.
There is a, if the thing asked to be divided is clearly divisible, it is just granted per Robert's rules. Went through this in the audit committee.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said.
You don't have to vote on this. We just grant the motion to divide according to Robert's rules. I hope I don't have to look up the page.
Okay, so, all right, that means, are there any objections, right? Is there any objections to dividing? To granting? No, that's not right. I believe you. I just don't understand how to do it, William.
Grant the motion. Say yes, granted.
May the parliamentarian speak?
Go ahead, John.
That's correct. There's no vote required for dividing the question. It's granted automatically. So right now, you need to vote on the first part of the motion right now.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so the first part of the motion is... I can't take that. I can't. Let's see. Okay. Right.
I can read it divided if you want, Madam Chair.
Okay, go ahead. What's the first part?
The first part said, I move that we keep Nancy Sorden as pro tem chair until we elect the permanent 2018 PNB chair. And the second part will be, elect Joseph Davis as pro tem secretary until we elect the permanent 2018 PNB secretary.
Okay. So take the vote on the first part.
Yeah. Ask if there's any objection.
Any objection?
Which part? To which part?
Because Nancy is the chair. Nancy is the chair. As pro tem chair.
Pro tem chair. Thank you. That's all I agree to.
The second part is in order now.
Okay. All right. Pro tem secretary.
I'd like to know.
Who is that?
Grace.
Bill.
We're looking for information.
Go ahead, Grace.
I think it might be appropriate to ask if anyone else would like to be to volunteer to be pro tem secretary.
Okay.
So we have more choice.
Is there any discussion or other nominations for pro tem secretary?
I nominate Nancy Lanta as pro tem secretary for the
I can't hear you. You're very muffled. Could you repeat that?
I nominate Aki Tanaka, the outgoing PNB secretary, to be the pro tem secretary for the remainder of this.
I'm sorry.
I second that. Mansoor seconds that.
Who offered that motion?
Alex.
Thank you.
Are you willing to be?
Yeah, I'm willing to do it till the permanent is here.
Adriana, go ahead.
Well, I mean, I'm very sorry, but we all know that Aki, I'm very sorry, Aki, but that's exactly what happened. I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
Are we Mr. Tatum, are we allowed to debate these nominations?
How we elect people, if not?
No, the only thing that happens on nominations is people can speak on their behalf, but it's ultimately down to a vote.
Okay, what I'm saying is that the secretary, Aki, being the PNB secretary, refused to follow the directive.
Adriana, we can't, Mr. Tatum just said we can't have any discussion of this. Only the person that was nominated can say something, like they accept or they, you know,
okay.
their experience or whatever, okay?
I have another
nomination. So I think
I have another
nomination. What was that?
Madam Chair, may I be ready?
We are out of time, Madam Chair, again. We need to vote.
Okay, thank you, Adriana. Dan, what were you saying?
I would like to make another nomination.
Okay, that's the last one because we're out of time.
I would like to also nominate Tom Voorhees. Since we don't have for a recording secretary, since you don't have to be a member of the board to be a recording secretary.
Who offered that? I'm sorry, but I don't.
Jan Goodman.
Thank you.
Okay.
Does he accept?
Confirmation from Grace.
Mr. Voorhees, do you accept?
No, Tom declines.
Okay.
Grace?
You had a question?
That was my question.
Okay. Okay, so, Joseph, would you like to say something?
I can go ahead and do it. I do have 3 years of experience. I was 1 year as secretary for the KPFT, LSB, also three other sessions cases. I was also secretary for two other committees for 3 years, total experience. And, of course, I've had been chairs of committees for a total of 5 years experience if you count all the different committees over time. So I've got some experience, so I think I'm capable of doing the job. That's it.
Thank you very much. Okay. We're gonna vote. So the vote will be for Aki Tanaka or for Joseph Davis. Let's see. Can someone besides Aki take the vote? Let's see.
I'm a vice chair.
Sabrina, could you take the vote?
How about the vice chair?
Yeah. Sabrina, could you take the vote, please? Sabrina, are you there?
I'm here, yes, I'm here. I don't have the latest list. Yeah, I can take the vote, but I don't have the latest list of names.
Okay.
It's on the agenda.
It's in the agenda?
Can you take it, Nancy? You are the secretary.
You have to pull up the vote. Okay. All right, so I'll take the vote. Okay. This is not going to be any special order. Okay, Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Who's the vote for? Who are we voting on?
I'm sorry. So vote either for Aki or for Joseph.
Oh, okay. Aki.
Okay. Adriana?
Joseph Davis.
Tony Leon?
Joseph Davis.
Chris Corey?
Aki Tanaka.
Carol Travis?
Aki Tanaka.
Benito Diaz?
Joseph Davis.
Muscula Washington?
Joseph.
Hemlofer.
Aki Tanaka.
Dwayne.
Joseph Davis. Joseph Davis.
Okay. William Hairwagon.
Joseph Davis.
Mansoor Sabah.
Tanaka-san.
Grace Aaron.
Pass.
Dan Goodman.
Aki Tanaka.
Catherine Davis.
Pass.
Alex Steinberg.
Aki Tanaka.
Bill Croton.
Aki.
Sophia Mandaza.
Pass.
Was that a pass?
Pass.
Alex Randall.
Aki Tanaka.
Aki Tanaka.
Correct.
Same.
Aki Tanaka.
Aki cannot vote.
I can't vote.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. You're right. Thank you. Joseph Davis.
Joseph Davis.
Okay. And myself. Right, well, Grace, you pass.
I'll vote for Aki.
Catherine Davis, you pass.
Aki.
Okay.
And Athea passed it.
And Athea, you passed. Thank you.
Sue Davis.
Okay. And I'm going to abstain. Okay, so we have 11 for Aki, 9 for Joseph. So, Aki, you be the pro tem chair until we elect permanent. I mean, pro tem secretary. I'm wishful thinking. Until we elect permanent secretary.
All right.
So,
Madam Chair, I have a question before all of that. The secretary also needs to follow PMB directors. The PMB, the secretary is a PMB secretary, okay?
I'm sorry, so...
Is that understood?
The I'm not understanding what you're saying. What, could you repeat that?
If Mr. Tanaka understands that he's a PMB secretary, I need to follow the PMB directors. Or directed, he cannot by himself defy the board and do something different what the board orders. Is that clear, right, Mr. Tanaka?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
So I believe that we are out of time. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved, Benito.
Pardon me?
To executive session?
We're going to executive session, yes. We're going to have a 10-minute break, and so we will come back at 11:20. 23 Eastern Time.